So we're looking at how to enjoy a relationship with your adult children. Let me just start off by saying it helps if you have a good relationship before they're adults, okay? So that's a good thing, is just start on that. But once they become adults, how do you keep having a good relationship? Well, you're going to find that once they're adults, you've got to start treating them totally different. The things that worked before, the things that you could say before, are things you can't say now. You can't do the same things. And you got to watch how you interact with your adult children. So I have just 3 points, and I want to go over it. I want to end on time. We got a little late start, but that's fine. What a beautiful song that was. Amen. Pure voices. I enjoyed that immensely. First of all, treat them as you would any other adult. Point one, treat them as you would any other adult. And so if you have a pencil or something, you can fill in those blanks. Treat them as you would any other adult. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Galatians 4:1-2 says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father." When they legally become an adult, then they become the heir of the inheritance. So let me share just A, B, C here and a few points under that. First, A. As the child becomes a young adult, not only do they put away childish things, well, that's our hope and prayer, right? They put away childish things, but you must put away treating them in a childish fashion. If you treat your young adult or adult child as a child and try to correct them or interject into their life like you did when they were a child, like you did when they were a teenager, what you're going to find is they're going to naturally be repelled from you. Because they're in a time, in the teenage years are when a teenager is pulling away and they're trying to be an adult. So they'll pull away, and you'll notice that resistance that you never saw as a child, or at least as a child you could snap your fingers, you could deal with it differently. But when they become a teenager, you say something and they just give you that look. Well, they're starting to become their own person, and you got to know that. Now when they're adult, in their mind, they are their own person. Now you and I as adults who've been around a lot longer are thinking, you don't know what you don't know. And so I'm here to tell you what you don't know. But you can't do that. Because in their mind, they're an adult. So what do? You got to treat them as an adult. You can't treat them like a child. There's things that as adults, we have to learn on our own. I wish that wasn't so. I wish we were smart enough just to take all the wisdom of the world and not do trial and error. But we're not that smart. We've got to try it ourselves. We think, well, we're an adult now. And so does your adult child. And so they think they can deal, and you've got to give them the room to do that. So you can't treat them in a childish fashion. B, when they were a child, you treat them one way, but now they're their adults. You must treat them as another equal adult. Equal adult. For instance, you come to church, you see other adults. You don't say, you know, I noticed that you bought a new car. Yeah, well, we sure did. Do you know that's a really foolish thing to do? You shouldn't spend all that money on a brand new car. You know, you really should. Well, you would never do that. You would never do that to another adult. You would never second guess. Oh, you have new shoes. Yeah, what do you think? Oh, they're new shoes. Wonderful. You don't give your opinion on things that you disagree with, right? I hope you don't. That's just way. That's how we get along, right? But you don't do that with your children either. You're making a big mistake when you're saying, you didn't think that one through. That's not the right choice. Son, I wish you'd listen to me. Daughter, I don't know why you didn't come to me for advice. That is, you're gonna wish you never made that decision. You can't say those things. Because now you have to treat them as another adult. And so you don't give your opinion. I always say this, once we get adult children, we don't give them our advice, we give them our prayers, and we pray a lot more for them, because we can't give them our advice, so we got to pray. And let God be the one to grant them wisdom, as we trust God grants us wisdom as well. Number C, practical ways to treat them as an adult. So let me just share some practical ways. First, don't give them advice not asked for. Don't give them advice not asked for. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. So you don't give advice not asked for. We shouldn't do that in adult conversations. Well, let me give you my opinion. I'll just sort of keep it to yourself, please. That's the way we feel, and that's the way our children will feel. So advice not asked for is seldom ever received kindly. Someone wants to give you advice. You've already made a decision. Well, here's what I think about that. Well, I remember a dear friend of mine, Dr. Jack Hiles, many years ago, had bought a condo, and then someone else said they bought a condo, and I said, well, we got one that was 10 years old, and so my wife and I got that, and the other one said, oh, this one was brand new. And then he said, well, why did you buy a brand new one? I had several reasons why I bought one that's been around for a little while, and he said, my wife wanted it. He said, well, you just won the argument. There it goes. And so we don't argue, or we don't give our opinion on things not asked for. And so that's how we treat our adult children. We don't just call them on the phone, let me tell you what to do. Don't correct them unless they are under authority other than just being your child. For instance, they work for you. If they work for you, you can tell them what to do at work. If they are over something that belongs to you, you have a right to interject your opinion concerning that area of their life. But it doesn't mean you can open up all the other areas. Many years ago, our son graduated Bible college, and I thought, well, I'll hire him for a summer or two. And he was on staff for a while, our oldest son. And he did that for a year and a half. And then finally he said, Dad, I don't want to work for the church anymore. I said, well, why not? He said, because I just want to talk to you as your son, not as your employee. I thought, oh. See, one of my mistakes is every time we met together, I wanted to talk church. Well, because I'm a pastor. That's what I do. But he wanted to talk to me more as just dad, and not an employee. Well, that taught me a powerful lesson right there. And so I learned from that. And I got to learn, talk to my children as individual adults and not as, you know, employee, except in this certain area. So only talk in that area. Number three, don't interfere between them and their mate or children. Let me say, you'll always come in last in that. So don't do that. Don't get between them and their mate or them and their children. They may choose to raise their children, discipline their children, treat their children differently. Your little children would run around and you'd, son, stop that. Their children may run all over your feet, you know, but you don't say anything. They've got to learn how to raise their children. And so they got to do it differently. They'll do it their way. And their way might be totally different than how you raised your children. Don't interject your opinion. Be quiet about that. You're only opening doors of argument. You're only open. And keep in mind, when you start doing that, you're going to see that as a teenager, they try to pull away from you. As an adult, they'll turn away from you and shut the door. They'll turn away and shut the door. Don't do that. So you got to be even more careful than you would with teenagers on how you say things. You got to treat them as adults, and you got to respect that. Let's see, number four. Be there to help them if they ask you, but do not offer help, not ask for. So you might have the answers. Oh, they're going through a financial. Well, honey, we got money. We can help them out. We can do. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Part of being an adult is trying to figure out your problems. Now, when they come to you and ask for a question, then you can help. If they come to you from help, that's the next point. It's going to be your choice. Because number five, do not be offended if they choose not to use your advice or help. Don't critique the decisions of your young children. And number seven, feel free to help them as you desire and are asked to help, but never feel obliged because they are adults and must learn to handle situations in life themselves. In other words, as an adult, you know what your finances are. You know how you planned your month. You know how you plan your finances. And sometimes maybe an adult child will come and say, Dad, you know, I'm thinking about getting a new car. Oh, well, you know, whatever. Or this year's car. Well, that sounds good. But I was wondering if maybe I could just borrow the money from you. Don't ever feel obliged that you have to say yes. If it doesn't fit your financial plan, you don't have the means to do that, or you don't think it's best to do that. Keep in mind, the best way to ruin a relationship with a friend is to loan them money. You lose that friend. They never come around. Oh, I'll pay you next month. Next month comes around. They don't come around. It's the best way to lose a friend. It's also the best way to put a wedge between you and your children. Because your children think, well, it's my parents. You know, if I can't pay next month, they don't care. And you're thinking, well, you said. So don't do that. It's a potential wedge. So be very careful. So never feel obligated to get them out of a problem. God uses problems as tests for us to make an A on or a B on. And sometimes in life we make a D or F on, but God tests us with problems. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we get better. Some of the wisest financial decisions we ever learned was doing the dumbest financial decisions we ever thought of. And now we think, don't do that again. So we learn by trial and error sometimes, and so your children must. And you may hurt for them and grieve for them and pray for them. That's fine. But don't bail them out. Let them grow. Now, I'm not saying don't bail them out, but you pray about it and let it be a decision between you and your mate and God. And you know the mind of God on this, and you help them out accordingly if you feel led of the Spirit to do that, but never feel obliged to bail them out or help them out in that situation. Number two, give them space to grow. Give them space to grow. I know our children, we'd love to have all of them live in a, you know, mile radius of us, all of it, or let's get one piece of property. We'll all build a house. We'll all live on it. Well, you think what would be utopia might turn out to be the nightmare. The Bible tells us we got to give them space. Do not always be the one who originates contact and fellowship. From time to time, let the child call you or the child come for, adult child, come for the visit. Remember the old phrase, familiarity breeds contempt. You know, you want to be around them all the time. Well, you're going to find it doesn't always mean the relationship's going to be any sweeter. Just because you're around them all the time. They're going to see your flaws, you're going to see their flaws, and flaws will eventually create friction. And so you don't have to see them all the time. They have a life. You know, as we've grown up and we have adult children, you know, Thanksgiving's come, when you come over, oh, wait a minute, they're adult children. We got to share those. They got another family. They got in-laws. And so you find you're starting to share people. And what you have to get to the place is you realize when they want time with you, count that as Thanksgiving. Just make that the special time. Enjoy that time. But do not have an expectation because of Christmas and Thanksgiving and 4th of July that naturally your house is where they're going to want to come. And I always have to remind myself, when I was 17 years of age, I went to Bible college. And after the first summer, I worked in a youth camp. The second summer, I worked as a youth pastor in a church in Alabama, where Miss Vicki had just graduated high school. And that's where we met. And the third summer, I was married. I never went back to live at home again until after our first church. And I lived 4 to 6 weeks in Nashville with my parents in between churches. And that's the last time I ever lived with my parents. When I was, you know, I was just a young man. I'm telling you that you've got to let them go. And you they're going to grow roots. And you're going to think to yourself, wait a minute, when I was adult, I didn't spend a lot of time with my parents. I loved them when I talked to them. I moved all the way to Oregon. I didn't see my parents again until about, 5 or 6 years after I moved here. And then in the early days, about every 5 years, because we just couldn't afford flights and everything, too expensive. Well, if I didn't spend that much time with my kids, why would I expect my kids to have to spend that much time with me, even if they're closer? We've got to realize God moves us according to His will and direction. And if they're in the will of God, we just got to be happy for them. We just got to, and if they're not, we just pray for them. And let God answer those prayers. B, assure them that they're always welcome, but that you will wait for an invitation as a general rule. Number C, when visiting, do not comment on the shape things are in. I mean, the house could be messy. Well, wait a minute, you raise kids. You know how it was, wives. You clean the house, and then the kids in 5 minutes just turned everything upside down. They can do it quickly, and that can happen in your children's home as well. So be very gracious. Don't worry if there's toys out. Don't worry if there's laundry out. You're not there as the federal inspector. You're there as the parent. So don't say anything. Don't investigate things. Don't comment. Job 6:24, teach me and I will hold my tongue and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. So the key is learn to hold our tongue, right? Job says, Lord, teach me. And we got to say that with our adult children. Lord, teach me to hold my tongue. Don't let me give my opinion. Don't let me state the obvious that I think. Between us and our adult children, there's a generational span. And you're going to find that every generation does things differently. The way I was raised, I listened to my parents. The way this generation, they listen to their children. When I was a child, I remember that adults ate first and then the children. Then I became an adult and it switched, and now children ate first and then adults. I missed out both ways. So the thing is, there's a generation. Things change and you got to be good with it. You got to realize that the relationship with your adult child is more valuable than you liking everything or endorsing every decision they make. They're definitely going to make decisions that you don't agree with. You have to be good with that. I don't mean you have to say, oh, I like that decision. I mean, you have to say that's their decision to make. Because that's how I treat other adults. I don't second guess your decision. I don't say, those socks don't go with those pants. This belt doesn't. I don't do that kind of stuff. I ask my wife, does this go with that? Now I can ask her, but I don't go around asking other people. And you shouldn't treat your children that way as well. D, never contradict something they said to their mate or children in their home. Your home goes by your rules and their home must go by their rules. They may treat to correct their children differently. They may talk to each other as husband and wife different than you would. And you say, oh, I wouldn't do that, son. Oh, I wouldn't do that, sweetheart. I wouldn't do that, daughter. No, keep your opinions to yourself. They've got to figure that out. They've got to work out that. And so give them that room to be an adult and make adult decisions and make adult mistakes. No one grows without mistakes. And if we can keep our adults from making, our children from making mistakes, they'd be good adults, but they wouldn't grow. You grow by making mistakes and getting it right and making it right. And, you know, in husband-wife relationships, a lot of times just making up is a fun thing. So you got to learn how to fight. You have to learn how to make up and how to enjoy that part of the relationship. You know, oh, it was me. No, it was you. Okay, I agree. No, you can't keep your mouth quiet on those things, too. Okay, so give them space to grow. E, if they decide to live close to you in the same city, let it be their choice and not by undue influence that you have exerted. Mark chapter 10, verse 7 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Well, how come they don't want to live near me? Because they want to be a couple themselves. And they need time and they need space. In fact, I would say it's not always good to have your grown children live close to you. They need to be far enough away that they can make their own rules, their own life, their own decisions. And so help them know that that's good with you. You love them unconditionally. And you're good with them making decisions that's best for their home as they see it. As they see it. So give them space to grow. And now we have a few minutes here on the third part. Enjoy the relationship not as parent-child, but as friend-to-friend. As friend-to-friend. And you're going to find that you're going to really get to enjoy that aspect. When your adult children are not parent-child, but they're just a friend. And you're a friend. And you both treat each other as friends. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9 says, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. And then Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. And so, three things concerning that. First, learn to enjoy the time you have with your young adult. I just got to where I enjoy that. Now, I'm at the stage in life where our adult children come over. I just enjoy listening to them. But man, after 2.5 hours, my battery has drained. You know, I'm looking for a nap. I'm looking for early bedtime. I'm not a child anymore. So I enjoy those seasons of fellowship. And then I want to say, well, turn the lights and lock the door on your way out. You know, I'm going to the bedroom. I'm going to lay down. And so you've got to realize, learn to enjoy that time. I can listen to our adult children, and when they talk to each other, they're a lot like their mother. When they talk to each other, they laugh all the time. They're laughing. They're telling stories. I don't say much. I can't compete on their level of fun. But I listen. And when they go, I say, that was so much fun. Now, honestly, I didn't say a lot. But I just listened to them interact. And it's so fun to see your adult children just have an enjoyable time with each other or with their mother or with me. And it's just fun to be around them. I don't have to be the star of the show like dad has to say something. No, I don't have to be. And I'm not. But I enjoy that time. And you should learn to enjoy time with your young adults. Secondly, learn to see them through the eyes of a friend and not a parent. And then lastly, let there be normal give and take. That's part of a friendship. Don't get upset with them. Remember what the Bible says, Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So a friend loveth at all times. Love your adult children all the time. Let them know that you love them. And never base your love on their decisions that you would make. Don't offer your comment on decisions you would make. Just show that you love them. You're there for them. And that will give you a good relationship with your young adults because you're treating them as other adults. You're treating them as you would treat a friend. My time is gone. God bless you. In about 4 minutes, we'll have our next session.